Like many Southwest Floridians, News Press storyteller Amy Bennett Williams came here from somewhere else, and every year when her newspaper publishes its guide to life in the region, she remembers some of the necessary adjustments to our sometimes startling day-to-day reality.
We got our newcomer's guide assignments at the paper last week. Well, it's called the Living Guide nowadays, but the intent is the same. Southwest Florida 101. Intended to be a practical introduction to life in the region, the guide includes useful topics like how to enroll your kids in school, where golf courses are, and finding public transportation. But something it doesn't include is the sensory adjustment from up north to down here. How to prepare a newcomer for the sometimes startling sensations of day-to-day life here. Because the subtropics, our peculiar peninsular latitude, veers regularly into the realm of magical realism. Here, in this land of unearthly light, sudden winds bear strange, sweet scents as often as they do astonishing birds, swallowtail kites coasting in languid spirals, chattering gangs of wild green parakeets, and painted buntings, bright creatures that flicker past like winged confetti. Here, wading birds swirl to earth, then coalesce into a long-legged corps de ballet, egrets, ibis, and herons stalking the grassy banks of condominium ponds. In those ponds, and in our creeks and ditches, at least 30 species of frogs and toads live. When it's wet, as it is half the year, they attend to their primal business, loudly. After dark, the amphibian chorale rises like sonic clouds as they call mates and warn off rivals. The music ranges from the fluting lilt of southern toads to the chuckling trills of tree frogs to the booming throbs of pig frogs. In places where species mingle, the chorus is magnificently complex. Even in bright daylight, the subtropics hold mysteries. Finger-length reptiles skitter along the edges of your field of vision. They pause, resolve themselves into miniature dragons, thin-taloned, whip-tailed, and ruby-throated, before scurrying back into the leaves. Just after dusk, fragrance floats through the air with no flowers in sight. Orchid? Jasmine? Ylang-ylang? And what's that quivery cry from the passion vine? Screech owl or the end of a mouse? Only in the subtropics does summer sidle in with a trickle of mango juice on its chin. Sure, thanks to free trade agreements and refrigerated shipping containers, the produce sections of northern supermarkets have mangoes too, but not the mangoes we get here. Not heirloom varieties picked just hours ago, with that faint vermouth tang still clinging to their warm skin. Seduction ripples just under the surface of life here. It sways in clear bays where seagrass hides dappled trout. It shimmers in the air where earth meets gulf in tidal forests of mangroves, nose a canoe into one of the tangled tunnels that lead through our back bays, and feel for yourself. Glide through the low arches of slender limbs where sunlight flickers and flashes, landing on the ore-stirred water's surface like a handful of scattered dimes. Listen to the languid wash of the tide. Breathe deeply. Water, sun, air, and earth joined in a single living system. Could any place be more elemental? Well, there's the beach. The beach, scattered with a lover's armful of trinkets for you, a milky garland of lightning whelk eggs, a moon snail, an iridescent pen shell fragment. On the wind, coconut, salt, sun-dried sea wrack, the silvery hiss of waves on sand. Walk toward the water, spread your towel, lie down, close your eyes. You are here.